Welcome to the Tales of Success podcast, a show about Labradors and achieving training success. Hello and welcome back to the Tales of Success podcast with me, Vicky Sharp. If you've got a Labrador that likes food, and let's face it, that's pretty much all Labradors out there, this is the episode for you. It's an opportunity to find out about natural dog treats, and you'll also have an opportunity to bag yourself a bit of discount at the end. I'm chatting with Jamie, who is one of the founders of a company called Three Peaks Naturals, and he's going to tell us about some of the amazing things that you can treat your dog to and a little bit about this wonderful natural dog treat company. And also, with Christmas just around the corner, hate to say it, as we're only just coming out of summer, but he's going to tell us all about something that you need to get your dog for that Christmas present, just to set some tails wagging in December. Jamie, a huge, big, warm welcome to you, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to delve into the world of natural dog treats with you. But before we get on to all of that good stuff, I want to find out a bit more about the main character. So let's talk Bracken to start with. Tell me all about your dog.
Hello, and thank you very much for having us on as well. So Bracken is our Fox Red Labrador. She was 2 years old in June. And she's our very first dog that we've had from a puppy. We did have a dog previously called Amber, who was a rescue mixed breed. So we've entered the world of purebred Labrador now, and it's interesting.
So purebred Labrador, but also Bracken is a Fox Red Labrador. So straight away, we know she's kind of like the Ferrari of Labradors. She's probably quite energetic. She's probably from working lines. How have you found that first 2 years?
Yeah, so she is from working lines, and we did want that. We've done gun dog training with her. She's passed a couple of grades, and yeah, it's a great way to get that energy out. So we take her retrieving roles out on walks with us quite often. We play a lot of find it games with treats and things like that while we're out and about. And I think it's really important because she loves to do it. She wants to do it. And I think it's the best way to get her energy out and use her brain and her nose. And it's good to watch as well. I enjoy watching her sniff things out. And
yeah, I think just kind of tapping into those natural instincts that she's got. So even if she's a pet dog, still getting her to do work and retrieves and stuff like that will keep a dog really happy. And I suppose the next question I want to ask you is, where is she at her happiest? I guess it is retrieving, doing stuff, being outdoors, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, she loves it. When we get the retrieving roll out, you can see almost a smile comes on her face. But the biggest smile comes on her face when she sees water. Where we live, there's a country park nearby, so there's a reservoir and lots of water there. And sometimes when it's been really dry, like recently, the waters can be a bit stagnant. So sometimes it's difficult to keep her out of the water. But yeah, in water, if she sees it, she'll look at us for a cue of, am I allowed to go in? And if the answer's yes, she's gone.
I bet there's been occasions where the answer's been no and she's still gone.
Yeah, that's true. And there's nothing you can do about it then, I'm afraid. She's just gone, and she gets the zoomies on afterwards, the tails between the legs. It's funny, actually, we had a Q&A session on our Instagram, like an Ask Us Anything kind of thing. And we always encourage daft questions on there as well, because we don't take ourselves too seriously. And somebody asked, if Bracken was an Olympian, what sport would she do, made up or real? And the sport that I came up with was to do with water. I envisioned an enclosure full of trees, rocks, bushes, and so on. And dotted about, there would be pools of water. And the gold medal would go to the dog that could get in the most water without the owner seeing. And I just think Bracken would win a gold medal quite often.
World champion.
Yeah.
That brings us quite nicely. You said you do sort of those lives on Instagram. And that is as Three Peaks Naturals rather than just Jamie and Bracken. So why did Three Peaks Naturals come into creation in the first place? What's the story?
It came from a combination of a few things. One of them was lockdown and COVID when that happened. And I think it hit home that life's short. You only live once, so you should try and do something that you enjoy. So if you got to work for a living, it should be something that you want to do, that you're passionate about and that you enjoy. And the second part of it was when we were getting Bracken, researching what was best to feed her, not just regular food, but treat-wise and benefits that come from it. And it was a real shock of what we'd been feeding our previous dog. And obviously, once we got bracken, we were buying our natural trees and so on from various places. And the idea had always been in my head that I was writing things on my notepad on my phone of ideas, and it was always on the back burner. And then one day I sat down and I just started thinking of business names and logos. And as soon as I had the name and the logo, it was a snowball effect. And before I know it, my house was full of natural treats. It was a combination originally of lockdown and COVID making me realize I wanted to do something I was passionate about and enjoyed, and bracken coming into the world as well and just wanting the best for bracken.
Do you know, when you say your house was full of natural treats, I bet bracken thought it was her birthday every single day. She probably could just smell those treats and thought she was in for a right good time. So, you know, it's nice that you've got this dog, you've kind of used that as an incentive to create a new life for yourself, essentially, with the business based around your dog. What's the vision for Three Peaks going forward? Because now we're kind of coming out of lockdown and you've still got your dog. I take it the business is flourishing and you've got plans for it in the future.
Yeah, so it's going from strength to strength slowly. And I'm really conscious of it doing that slowly because I'm trying not to take too much on too soon. So we put so much work into it at the start, from everything from what colours do we want the brand to be, what fonts do we want to use, how do we want to portray the brand. And you'll see on our website and so on that we brand ourselves as an outdoor adventure brand. We want people to not only be feeding the dogs natural treats and getting all the benefits from that, but we want people to be out and about with them as well, taking them on walks, taking them to the pub, wherever they are, you can take them with you. They've got benefits for that as well. So we're very conscious of how we brand ourselves. And the reason we are branding ourselves in terms of outdoor and adventure is because in the future, we don't just want to do natural treats. We have got ideas and there's so many things going around in our heads. And I don't want to say too much because what I've learned as a small business is things do change and the time scales of when things happen can change. That's where we're going in the future, but we're conscious of not doing everything too quickly. We don't want to rush things because we want to make sure what we're doing is right before we move on to something else. And when we do move on to something else, or even if it's just a new product, we won't buy a product and put it straight on the website. We like to use that product, do our research on that product, and make sure it's right for what our customers want before commit to it, if you like. And it's the same with everything going forward. We'll make sure it's right before we commit to it. And I think it just will stop us making mistakes, which anyone out there who owns a small business, you'll know you do make mistakes, and hopefully as many of them aren't in public, but they all happen behind closed doors.
But, you know, you said there you were like outdoors and adventure, and it's about getting out with your dogs. And that's a really nice vision to have. And certainly when I speak to the vast majority of our clients that come to train with us, I always say, what do you want to get? What's the future look like for your dog? And I'd say 99% want to take their dog to places with them. They want to be outdoors. They want to be having all those great walks in the countryside and having their dog as part of everything they do. And that kind of fits really nicely, actually, with what you were saying about just getting out with your dog and just having fun in nature, really. So is nature a big part of what you do? Because I know you, on your website, you say that you actually want to be kind to the environment. So tell us a bit about kind of where that comes from.
Yeah, so I mean, we're out and about every single day with bracken, really long walks on weekends, not so long in the week, depending how long we've got, an hour and a half, 2 hours after work usually. But at the weekend, we're out all day. So obviously, you see the beauty that Britain has to offer with its countryside. So we want to be nice to that, basically. So all our packaging is eco-friendly and recyclable, and we'll do that going forward. We put a lot of research into that just to make sure that that's the case. Because we're sending out so many parcels, if we know that those parcels are straight into the recycling, it's just a plus for us. It's a real bonus. We don't want to be adding to the plastic or anything like that that's already out there.
You said about being a small business, and I want to kind of give you credit for that. You know, it's a good thing that you're a small business, because personal touch is something that I've noticed as well. So having seen a lot of the stuff you do on Instagram, having received one of your parcels through the post, it's a nice handwritten note. And actually, you feel like you're ordering from people rather than this just massive, great organization that doesn't care about their customers. So, you know, take credit for being a good small business, because it's working. It's good.
Yeah, and I will apologize for my handwriting as well. I always think it's terrible, but I've been told it's not so bad. We put a personal message into everyone, and on your audio as well, if your dog does have an Instagram account, you can pop it on there. And as and when we've got time, we always have a look and see if we can pop something a bit personal to you on there as well.
Nice. It's a nice little touch. So let's get to the products. So what is it that you are actually selling?
In the simplest of terms, they are, as it says on the tin, 100% natural treats. So that could be anything from a chicken's foot, a pig's ear, beef tails, to training treats that are 100% meat. So it could be chicken, venison, boar. It's all natural. There's nothing added into it, basically. So it's with the name, natural treats.
And the way that I describe this to people as well, in very simple terms, it's anything really that used to belong to an animal. We're not looking at kind of regurgitated rubbish. It's usually a whole item, isn't it, that's dried. So like you say, pig's ear or chicken foot or pig snout or something like that.
Yeah, and I think it can put some people off to start with because of the appearance of them. And there's treats with fur on, which I know some people actively avoid to start with. And then once they get into the swing of buying treats, they'll eventually realize that the rabbit ears and so on are actually just as good as the chicken feet, and the dog absolutely loves them.
It's a weird dynamic in my house, I'm going to tell you. So I'm a vegan. However, my dogs are not vegan. They've got a whole host of bits of animal part in their treat box in the garage. So it can feel a bit weird bringing all these things into your house to give your dog, but actually they love it. It's what they absolutely adore, and it works a treat. It really does. So why are these natural dog treats better than a packet of shop-bought treats or brightly coloured treats or even dental chews that you can get from a pet store?
The chews you get from your pet store, and I fell into the trap before with my previous dog, and especially at Christmas time, you'll see them, the red, green, really bright coloured stockings that they have available. And we've bought them. They're there. They're really bright. They just look good. And your dog will enjoy chewing on them because it's a dog's natural instinct to chew. But other than that, there's no benefit from them really for your dog. With natural chews, there's so many benefits they can get. So for example, the furry treats that I mentioned, the fur on the treats helps to clean dog's teeth as they're chewing on it. It gets plaque and so on out of their teeth. As it passes through the digestive system, it helps to clear worms and eggs from the digestive wall, which is why you'll hear that furry treats are a natural dewormer. There's other treats such as the trachea, which has glucosamine and chondroitin in, and they can act as an anti-inflammatory. They help to lubricate joints. And there's also lots of fishy treats out there as well, which have omega-3 in, and they're great for your dog's coat and skin. And the list goes on, really. There's a lot of different treats out there, and they all have one or two or three different benefits that your dog can get from that. And on our website, we try to bullet point the benefits that your dog can get from the treats as well. So if it's something you're new to or you're not sure, if you have a look on there, it'll tell you exactly why it's good for them.
What are Bracken's favourite products out of the range that you sell?
Well, we call her the Chief Taste Tester, and she certainly lives up to the name. Her favourite treats, she's a Labrador, so pretty much anything. I'd say if we had to rank them, she loves rabbit skins, sow ears, pate and sprats would probably be the favourites. So they've all got their own little quirks. So the rabbit skins and sow ears are really big treats, which I think she likes the fact that they last a long time. The pate and the sprats are just super tasty. So I think we use those as high rewards for training and out on walks and things like that.
I think for my dogs, anyway, sprats are a big winner when it comes to particularly recall training. That's kind of their high value treat that they love for a bit of recall. So definitely recommend a bag of sprats. For other people that are buying your products, what would you say your top five best sellers are?
So the best sellers, and I know it's weird because when a lot of people come in and see natural treats the first time, the chicken feet might be one that they shy away from, but chicken feet are the number one seller, along with braided lambs, pig's ears and pizzles. They're all great sellers as individual products, but we also offer pre-made bundles where we put together different boxes for different purposes. So for example, we have a big chew box where the idea is everything in it should last your dog longer. And if you need to distract them for longer, maybe you've gone to the pub or you've got guests around, so on. And we also do, for example, a taster box. So that's a introduction to natural treats, if you like. So it's got a cheap price point of £10. And everything in there spreads the benefits of what natural treats can get you. So there's fish, there's tracheas, there's stuff to help with digestion, stuff to help with the dog's coat, and so on. So the bundles sell really well. But as an individual product, chicken feet's always number one.
So anyone that's new to the natural dog treat world and they're thinking about trying one product or a range of products for their Labrador, what would you kind of point them in the direction of? Which one should they give a go?
It all depends on the reason they're using them, really. As I said before, if you're a first-time natural treat buyer, the taster box is brilliant because it's got a real good range of treats in and all the benefits of natural treats are in there as well. And it's a really good starting point to see what your dog might like and not be so keen on. And then you know where to go and you can explore from there on. If it's something that you want that's going to last your dog a long time to keep them occupied, then you've got treats such as antlers and yak chews. In our house, we call them pub treats because they're great to take to the pub with you to help your dog settle. But we also do training treats as well. So it could be something where you're working on training. It could be gun dog training. It could be puppy training. Just simple things like sit, settle, recall. So it all depends the reason you're buying the treats. And that's the great thing about natural treats is they come in all shapes and sizes.
So for anyone that's now deciding that they want to get hold of some of these things straight away, how can people get their hands on the products that you sell?
So our website is threepeaksnaturals.com, or you could find us on social media accounts as well. So we have Instagram and Facebook, and we're just Three Peaks Naturals on both of those as well.
Awesome, great stuff. And you have kindly agreed to offer our listeners a bit of a discount on your products as well. So a very generous 15% discount to the listeners of the Tales of Success podcast. So tell us a little bit about how people can make the most of that discount. What do they need to do? Where do they need to go? And what do they need to tell you to get it?
If again, you just go to the website, threepeaksnaturals.com, and your discount code gets you 15% off. And the code is SUCCESS.
Perfect. And that that gives users one use of it. So one basket full of items, 15% discount with the code SUCCESS at checkout. So I'm sure you're going to get lots of people taking advantage of that one. And let's go on to your cheerleaders now. So who have been the people or the dogs that have kind of helped you along the way on this journey that you're taking with Three Peaks Naturals? Tell us a little bit about your brand ambassadors.
Bracken's the main one. She's the head honcho, if you like, and I think she knows it. But we've got, I think it's 13 now. We've just done a new ambassador search, and we thought we'd maybe take on two or three, and we got that many applications, and they were so good that we've ended up with another seven. So I'm sure we're at 13 now. But I would, if any of them are listening to this, I'd just like to say thank you to them, because they help us out so much. And it's not just from a perspective of getting us new customers or shouting about our products, but they've got a genuine love for our brand and products. And it's so obvious when we're talking to them. We've got our group chat, and they're more than happy to tell me when my ideas are bad, which I think is good. You don't want somebody just saying, yes, this is great all the time. So yeah, I'd like to thank them. And there will be more opportunities in the future as well. So anybody that's listening to this, I'm sure we'll be looking for more ambassadors in the future to help us out.
Yeah, so well done, ambassadors. And those people that are thinking about maybe wanting to be an ambassador, I guess they just follow you on Instagram for that, right?
That's right, yeah. Follow us on Instagram. We're fairly active on there. I'll put my face on the stories sometimes as well, so you can see that. And get involved in our Ask Us Anything. We do like some daft questions. But yeah, just keep an eye on our social medias, and we'll let you know when any ambassador searches are happening in the future.
And next up, I feel awful saying this in September, but Christmas is kind of on the horizon now. We're starting to think about it. What's happening in the Three Peaks world for Christmas this year?
I know, and I hate the fact that we're having to talk about it. And I've been thinking about it for months already. And I was always the person that didn't like seeing Christmas things in shops in October, but it's just the reality of it. We've been planning for Christmas for months now, and we're going to be doing a dog advent calendar for Christmas. And I like to think we've put together one of the best ones you'll find on the market. And I don't like to blow my own trumpet, but we've put so much effort into it, and it's full of natural treats. So I know you see some advent calendars out there and you might get a little biscuit each day. This has got natural treats in it every day, and every day is like a little present for your dog. We're 90% there with it, so I can't say too much on it, but I'm really proud of what we've put together. The brand ambassadors have been praising it, and as I say, they're very honest, so I'm really looking forward to putting it out there. We're hoping that you'll be able to pre-order it in October, so keep your eyes peeled. If you follow us on social media, that'll be the first place that you'll see it. There are a limited number. If they go, we'll do our very best to add to that.
Cool. So keep watching out on social media for that being released, and make sure you get your pre-orders in for it, because it sounds like it's going to be a good one. Jamie, a huge, massive thank you for joining me on this episode. I'm going to wish you all the best for Three Peaks in the future, and just keep enjoying your journey and keep having the best time with Bracken as well. Thanks for joining us. We hope that has been useful to you. But from me, all I want to finish off by saying is be caring, be consistent, and be your Labrador's best teacher. I'll catch you on the next episode.